Savitri, Book 9, Canto 1, Towards the Black Void, pages 579 to 581. Weird were the grasses, weird the treeless plains. Weird ran the road, which like fear, hastening towards that of which it has most terror, passed phantasmal between pillared conscious rocks, somber and high, gates brooding, whose stone thoughts lost their huge sense beyond in giant night. Enigma of the inconscient's sculptural sleep, symbols of the approach to darkness old, and monuments of her titanic reign, opening to depths like dumb, appalling jaws that wait a traveler down a haunted path, attracted to a mystery that slays. They watched across her road, cruel and still. Sentinels they stood, of dumb necessity, mute heads of vigilant and sullen gloom, carved muzzle of a dim, enormous world. Then to that chill, sear, heavy line arrived, where his feet touched the shadowy march's brink, turning, arrested, luminous Satyavan looked back with his wonderful eyes at Savitri. But death pealed forth his vast, abysmal cry. O mortal, turn back to thy transient kind. Aspire not to accompany death to his home, as if thy breath could live where time must die. Think not thy mind-born passion, strength from heaven, to uplift thy spirit from its earthly base, and breaking out from the material cage, to upbuoy thy feet of dream in groundless naught, and bear thee through the pathless infinite. Only in human limits man lives safe. Trust not in the unreal lords of time. Immortal, deeming this image of thyself, which they have built on a dream's floating ground, let not the dreadful goddess move thy soul to enlarge thy vehement trespass into worlds where it shall perish like a helpless thought. Know the cold term stones of thy hopes in life. Armed vainly with the idea's borrowed might, dare not to outstep man's bound and measured force. Ignorant and stumbling, in brief boundaries pent, he crowns himself the world's mock sovereign, tormenting nature with the works of mind. O sleeper dreaming of divinity, wake trembling mid the indifferent silences in which thy few weak chords of being die. Impermanent creatures, sorrowful foam of time, your transient loves bind not the eternal gods. The dread voice ebbed in the consenting hush which seem to close upon it, wide, intense, a wordless sanction from the jaws of night. The woman answered not. Her high, nude soul, stripped of the girdle of mortality, against fixed destiny and the grooves of law, stood up in its sheer will, a primal force, still like a statue on its pedestal, lone in the silence and to vastness bared, against midnight's dumb abysses piled in front, a columned shaft of fire and light, she rose.